This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
What? You're telling me you put all this leather conditioner on my seat? This is why it's so slick? Woo, you're right, it is slick. God, you guys, don't put so much leather conditioner on my seat again. Hey, good to have you along, everyone. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World with, I think they poured probably 2 gallons of leather conditioner. I don't know what brand. We'll ask them on the break. But they literally lathered up this leather Dodge Viper seat to the point of no return. Yeah, you know, I guess I've always said I want the studio looking good. And boy, it is. Nice and slick looking. Hey, good to be with you. And thank you, each and every one of you, for being here. Taking your time each week to sit down with me. I'm broadcasting right here, right now, in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho, live from the Auto World Plaza, and I am very proud that you've taken time out to join me in the studio. Sit back, put your tray tables up, and prepare for takeoff, folks, here this weekend on Auto World. Boy, the week went fast. A lot of cars out there to fix, and we did fix a lot of cars this last week in the Greasy Garage, from engine lights to putting new tires on. A lot of the horseshoes there, the horseshoes are getting a little bit thin there on the horses out there on the road, and we're putting new rubber on, so doing a lot of that. And gosh, I mean, even talking technical stuff with customers, I mean, every one of you are getting smarter, and I like that. Thank you for listening to Get Smarter. That's what it's all about. I do appreciate that because it makes our job a lot easier. The repair facilities, the body shop facilities, the detail shop facilities. When you walk in to have your car detailed, man, you can talk and walk the walk, huh? Oh, you know what to tell them because you know what you want, and that's what's good. So the more you .com it, the more you listen to us here on Auto World. We bring you a lot of good things here on Auto World, of course. And today on Auto World, we've got, this is going to be exciting, and it is exciting already because you're here with me. Today on Auto World, I'm going to give you a little touch and taste. They're handing me the hubcap right now with the menu in it. It rained last night, so this hubcap, all the paper is sopping wet. You guys, why didn't you dry that off? Anyway, okay, I can still read it. That's the thing about, you know, these magic markers. They never do drip in the water. Kind of like that mascara, you know, that my wife wears. I don't want her crying, but if she ever does or goes swimming, you know, the mascara stays there, and that's what this thing's saying, doing right now. That's good. So I can still read it. So today here on Auto World, we're going to do a lot of fun things. This very special thing that's going to happen the second hour. Let's just start there quick. I'll go second first, then we'll come back to the first hour and give you a touch and a taste, and then we're going to go to the third hour and give you a touch and a taste. That's right. Auto World is 3 hours each and every week. And again, I want to thank you, no matter where you're listening from, your favorite lunch spot. You might be listening to us on a delayed station, one of our affiliates, at lunch break. Maybe even in the evening, Sunday evening, we are live, of course, but it gets carried through, and a lot of our great affiliates take the show sometimes in the morning and afternoon and different times throughout. And, you know, again, if you're calling in at our number, then I'm going to tell you that number right here, right now. Again, is, since 1992, please join me, 855-660-4261. My email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, yes, I do accept that Facebook Messenger. Yes. Oh, I look at that Facebook Marketplace. I got to learn to get that turned off because I end up buying antique signs and car stuff. Oh, I'm running out of wall space here at the museum, but that's all right. Museum? What? That's right. Second hour, folks. Stay tuned. Second hour here on Auto World today. I am so lucky to have this gentleman joining us, Matt Anderson. He is the basically the curator of the Henry Ford Museum, all things transportation live from Dearborn, Michigan, the curator of the transportation of the Henry Ford Museum. Matt Anderson is going to be joining us on the second hour right here on Auto World. You'll only hear it here on Auto World. There's some reasons he's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about, the racing zone. And we're also, which is new for that museum, I've been in that museum, and I'm not going to, you know, spill the beans and kind of spoil it for you, but I want to add this right now. First and foremost, I mentioned Facebook Messenger, and you can get a hold of me on Facebook Messenger at any time. But I welcome you right now to go over, while you're listening, to go over to my Facebook page and take a look at that picture that I put up there. You're going to enjoy a fantastic-looking car. It's on my Facebook page, Mark Evans. It's also over on our Auto World Radio Facebook page. I welcome you over there, Auto World Radio. Take a look at that picture I put up there, and also on my Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. Now, this picture is a picture of a car, and I said, you know, it's basically stated, hang on, because the gentleman is literally hanging on, and these are clay. Matt's going to talk about these people that are hanging on. This car is in the museum. We're going to talk about what year the car is, what the car is called, who is driving that car, and who is hanging off the side of that car, and why is he hanging off the side of this car? Now, that's just one of the displays that's in the Henry Ford Museum. We're going to have a lot of fun with Matt. That's the second hour, full hour, and we're going to talk a little bit more. And if you have any questions for Matt, you're more than welcome. You know, again, write this phone number down, 855-660-4261. That's our number here at Auto World, and Axelrod Alex is sitting by, of course, hanging over the GC, the 2800 GCN mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Oh. Big old. That thing, well, last week it was 20 feet long. I think he extended it by another 2 feet for some reason. I don't know, but maybe he needed more horsepower with electric. Yeah. Axelrod Alex is going to take your call, and he's going to make you sound good so everyone can hear you. Please do. Join in. And again, my email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you're bashful about calling in, you can email me. If you have questions for Matt Anderson concerning what's in that museum, why is it in the museum, we're going to talk a lot. We're going to talk and ask him a ton of questions, you and I, both of us. So, now, that's the second hour. Let's go to the first hour, first and foremost. Oh, an apple a day keeps the... Oh, yeah, that's coming up, that segment. I have an Auto World tip. Tip, T-I-P, for you, an Auto World tip coming up the first hour. And, yep, let's talk to the manager. Wait till you get to this segment. I'm bringing it to you live. Plastics. First and foremost, this is the last show for the question of the month. A lot of you, we're going to share your emails right off the bat here. That question of the month. This is the last show we're going to be talking about this question of the month, and I'm going to bring you another one, though. You might have homework. Sorry about that, but you can have homework. That's going to come to you the third hour. So, hey, get ready, get your pen and pencil out, and we're going to have homework for you. The question of the month here on Auto World. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? I've been sharing a lot of these emails with you throughout last week, and the week before, et cetera, and the week before. And if you do really, you know, please do. You're more than welcome to go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. That's Genesis Communications Network. It's a great syndication that we're on right now to get all our Auto World on all the great radio stations that we're on throughout the world. And you can go in there and look for Auto World. I'm there. I'm sitting in front of the microphone, and then go right there to the archives, and you can listen up to see what Mark said last week, the week before, and et cetera. All the past shows are there, and I do welcome you to Google Auto World Podcast. I'm right on the top. Don't even have to search. Just Google Auto World Podcast, and you can see some photos over there of me, and that makes you, I hope, feel more at home, because you are at home here with me each week on Auto World. So with that said, let's get to, I got so many of these emails. Wait a minute here, I got to get my bag over here. What I do with the emails, folks, you sent me a lot of repair questions I'm going to get to here this first hour, and also the question of the month. We're going to take a short break, and then we are going to the email bag to the left of me, and I have two of these bags out, one's for repair and one's for the question of the month. Take a listen to some of the secret sauce from your local sponsors and the national sponsors. We'll be right back, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, this thing is running great.
This bad boy away from the curb. The curb peelers are now not being used. Oh, yeah, I can't drive 55. Here's a little trivia. Already right here on Auto World, I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. You're listening to Auto World. A little trivia already, talking about that, you know, Sammy Hagar and his Can't Drive 55. That's been around forever. Oh, my goodness, back in 1942, National speed limit is reduced to 35 miles an hour to help conserve fuel. What? 1942, national speed limit is reduced down to 35 miles an hour. I can't drive 55, let alone I can't drive 35. Love the trivia. Always got to have the trivia. Welcome to Auto World, folks, from the Greasy Garage Studio right here from Boise, Idaho, live. No matter where you're sitting, I hope you, take your mask off, sit back, relax. You've got to have steel-toed boots on, and make sure the safety glasses are on. Please throw a breath mint in. Oh, that bad breath. Oh, mine is, anyway. Oh, it smells like exhaust. Here in the second hour, we're going to have Matt Anderson joining us. We have a green room he's sitting in right now, probably listening, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not there. Hopefully he is. But we have a hot telephone number for the guests, and that hot phone is red, of course, and I got rid of the regular hand receiver. It's a landline. We want to make him sound good, but I got rid of the receiver, and we put a couple exhaust tips on it, and I had to throw a welding glove to Alex, because he's going to be picking that hot phone up to get Matt with us for the second hour. Hopefully that welding glove, Axelrod Alex, won't burn his hand. Anyway, hey, got to have the right tools and right equipment, don't we? Let's go to the email box to the left of me. There it is. Oh, yeah. And take some of these emails and get them out there. The question of the month, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And with that, let's go into the bag. I'm going to reach in there and see if I can't pull a good one out. There's a lot of them I've shared. I actually talked to quite a few. There's one. I talked to quite a few of you there through the emails this last week, and I thought I'm going to share some of these on the air live. Why not? Hey, Mark, here's one for you. The rear window defogger. I think that's the best invention. I hate it if I can't see behind me. Oh, BTW, by the way, love your show. Roy in Andover, Massachusetts. Well, Roy, thank you. I love having you here with me, and great, you are absolutely the rear window defogger. Ah, those are not fun when they break, though. That little wire in the glass, all of a sudden you get two of the, right in the center, seems like where your eyes need to look out in the wintertime and the frost. You can't, you know, it's always broke right there. Oh, yeah. But hey, Roy, thank you. Let's do a shout out. Ooh, yeah, shout out. Roy's listening. I said a shout out. Shout out to station, our affiliate, WNNW 102.9 FM, Andover, Lawrence, Haverhill, Laurel, Massachusetts. Yes, hey, Kevin, he is the PD, the program director, and it's good to have you along, all of you there, and of course, all of you throughout each and every city in that area. Thank you for tuning in to Auto World. That's how you do it, folks. Rear, just a simple little thing like that, rear window defogger. Do you have one? Do you want one? Well, anymore, it seems like. I remember the days when we didn't have any of that kind of stuff, and now we do. We have power windows and power locks and all that. But still, if you really do believe that that is the greatest achievement, the auto industry's greatest achievement, email me right now, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Our phone number again, 855-660-4261. Well, I was talking about something about Apple a day keeps the what away? Well, I'm talking about not an apple that you're going to eat, but yes, Apple again. Here's a little bit of news. It's just come out. Apple, the, you know, that watch you have on your left or your right wrist. Yeah, that Apple computer you're listening to me on right now, maybe. How about that cell phone, Apple cell phone? Well, they're now talking to VW, Volkswagen. Yes, they're talking about maybe teaming together, bringing us an EV, electric vehicle, car. A car, not a pickup, but a car. Am I saying that right? A car. Yeah, EV car. Apple and Volkswagen coming together. Know what your thought process of that is and what you think. Is it good or bad? How bad do we want electric cars? Are you ready to buy one? Are you ready to have a second or third car in your driveway? If you are an Apple person, you have the Apple laptop and the Apple cell phone and the Apple watch and the Apple in the refrigerator, you're all Apple. Okay. Would you buy their car? Again, don't be bashful. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Reach me on Facebook Messenger. A lot of you are doing that, of course. And again, let me throw out that if you want to be, I know you've already had a chance to look at that beautiful little car. I will not tell the year of this that we're going to be talking about the second hour. The curator, Matt Anderson, the curator of the Henry Ford Museum, is going to be joining us the second hour. It's going to be a fun interview. if you really do, get involved. If, what year is that car on that picture on my Facebook page? Mark Evans, Facebook, Auto World Radio, Facebook, and my Instagram account, Auto World Media. Take a look. Well, here's something that has come to me by a customer. That's right, a customer brought this to me here in the Boise, Idaho area, into the Greasy Garage just last week. I thought it was quite interesting because they have been looking for a car to buy, and basically it's a van. So let's stay with that, V-A-N, a van. They call it a car, but let's call it a van because that's what they're looking for, a minivan. Did you or have you had some problems finding a minivan to buy, a new one, or even a used one? Well, they've been looking for a used minivan. They came to me asking me if I could help them find one here in this area, and I found out by talking with them that not only is it hard to find one for sale here in this area, but it's the prices of them have skyrocketed on the minivans. Ridiculous, ridiculous prices to the point of no return. Kind of like what real estate has done throughout our country. Prices of real estate and the cost of a piece, you know, a 2x4, 2x6. I understand basically the, not only is the car prices, because this is Auto World, but I understand the normal house size has gone up $24,000 just because of the cost of materials. Well, so have minivans. So they have been looking for a minivan, and they're not wanting to pay the price. So it's a little bit of news there. And I dug in a little deeper on this. You know, I've been talking about chip shortage. Some of the companies have been talking about, you know, they're suspending production because of electronic chip shortage. We've got some more news coming to you from Ford, actually, later this hour here on Auto World. But here's something that Honda, you know, the Honda Odyssey vans, they would love to have one of those, but the prices have just skyrocketed, and they can't afford a new one now. So they're looking for used ones, and they found out, you know, they asked me, what do I need to look for to get a good used one? What they've been looking for is high mild ones, 200,000 plus. And of course, my first word to them is no, 200,000, you're done. You have to get the grocery list from the people that are selling it of all of the things that they've replaced. Once you get the grocery list, the starter, the battery, the front, the rear brakes, timing chains, yes, timing belts, all that stuff. Honda's got a shortage of plastics, though, so they're suspending production in North American plants. Plastics! Never would have thunked it. We're going to take a short break. We'll come right back and take more of your emails live right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amid a surge in migrants, many of them unaccompanied children crossing the southern border, the Biden administration says another detention center will open in Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week,
now is not the time to come. Do not come. The journey is dangerous. We are building safe, orderly, and humane ways to address the needs of vulnerable children.
CBS reports the U.S. government is housing approximately 15,500 unaccompanied migrant children. After being kicked off social media, senior advisor to Donald Trump, Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump will likely have his own platform within a few months.
There have been a lot of high-powered meetings he's been having at Mar-a-Lago with some teams of folks who've been coming in. And I got to tell you, there have been, it's not just one company that's approached the president. There have been numerous companies. This new platform is going to be big, and everyone wants it.
This is USA Radio News.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-292-3027. 800-292-3027. That's 800-292-3027.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Oh. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
What model? You know, he is right. It is actually cheaper to buy a vehicle at the manufacturer. Getting that airplane fly over and land and drive that bad boy home. I just call him and have him deliver it. In fact, that gives me an idea. I might have to just shout out a couple transportation trucking outfits to help you get your car truck transported to your driveway. Oh, yeah, you can do it all the time. Carvana, oh, yeah, cars in the glass box. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and what a pleasure to have you join me each and every week to have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Got a little trivia already right off the bat. Why not? 1957. In 1957, first cars ever fitted with twin double headlights, that's four headlights, are the Lincoln and the Cadillac models. Four headlights up front. Today, and they were round, of course, little bitty things. The 6014 was the part number for the cars that had the single round headlights. Oh, I sold a ton of those. I guess that's why that part number is still in my head. Again, oh, man. See, I still live this. 45 plus years of doing it, and I'm touching and tasting and all that. So here to help you with your cars, your trucks. Even with that dog barking, the best way to get rid of the dog barking all night long is just go out and start your car and first cut the muffler off the bad boy. Make it loud. Make it loud. Welcome you to join me each and every week. Don't be bashful at 855-660-4246. 4261, and or my email address is autoworldradio, all one word, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and we're going to add that Facebook Messenger in there. Let's do it. With that said, let's now go to Ohio Live. I love going to Ohio, and let's talk to Lee. There's Lee. Hi, Lee. Welcome to Auto World.
Hello, Mark. It's good talking to you. Hey, just real quick, can I borrow your makeup artist real quick? I want to get, you know, ready for coming into the Auto World Zone with GCN.
Oh, yeah, Lion Lucy. Now, do you want Meryl Norman style, or do you want Avon, or do you rather just go with, like, what's that other one? I think it's Fred Meyer.
Millennium.
Lipstick. What color lipstick, Lee?
I didn't know that was in it.
Yeah, you didn't think I wore lipstick, did you, see? I don't. How's your day been working for you?
Your oil? It is really good. Really good. Yeah. So the reason why I was calling is to find out if I were to offer a price on an old roughed-up Camaro, 72 Camaro, and I say roughed up, it's equally beaten up on all four corners and the two doors. How do you price something like that for 72?
Now, is it a two-door hardtop?
Yes.
Two-door hardtop, 1972 Chevy Camaro. Well, there's a lot of books we can go to, of course, Lee. One is NADA. Have you heard of that yellow book?
I have not.
Yeah. No, NADA.com. But you have to go to the, with that book, you can do this on the Internet, and it's free, by the way. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to buy the books like we used to have to. And you have the Kelley Blue Book. Kelley, I believe they spell that K-E-L-L-E-Y, actually. And do that. That's called the Blue Book. But you have to hit the classic car tab. And here's another one I'm going to shout out to you, Lee, and this is the one that I would go to first and foremost. CPI. CPI, Cars of Particular Interest, is what it stands for, and that is for our older cars. Our older cars. And they actually have many, many stages. I mean, like from zero being, like you say, rusted, falling apart, all the way up to 10 Concours d'Elegance, So you can judge your car on what number you believe it is. So what number do you think you have there? 10 being the best of the best.
I would put it about a 3. Well, it's not restored. It is sheltered. And it's worn out, and it is roughed up on all corners and the side doors. And,
sure.
Front panels and everything. I think the bumpers are the only thing that's not bad is the two bumpers.
Okay. Now, is it all matching numbers, like the engine tranny's never been pulled out and replaced or anything like that?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now we're talking good stuff here, Lee, because you don't want to have you want matching numbers to get the best price. That's how you advertise it. Let everybody know it's matching numbers, body, frame, engine, tranny, rear end. Does it have a 350 Chevy in it or a 6?
Yeah, see, this is not mine. I'm looking at it saying I'm wondering how much.
Price
I heard was $10,000. I thought, it doesn't look like a $10,000 vehicle. I couldn't afford it anyway. That's what I was looking at. So I wonder how you find out a price.
That's what I was thinking. Well, this might be the best thing for you, Lee. Get on Facebook Marketplace, and I want you to do a market analysis on Facebook Marketplace and also Craigslist.org in your local area. Is that where the car's at? In Ohio there? No? Okay, so that's another thing. See, that's where these books are basically a national guide all through the cities. It's a national guide that helps you with basically a national number. But if you can get, and you can go to Craigslist.org in that area where that car's sitting at, and type in the year, make, and model that you're looking for, and it'll pop up to see if there's any available. And you're right, $10,000 is too much for that car. It is. If it's all rusted out, And you need a lot of, work on it. And here's how to help you buy the car, you've got to point out to the people that are selling it how much money you're going to have to put into it just to get it to be a daily driver.
Yeah.
How much money do you think you're going to have to dump into this baby?
Yeah, no, it's good to know. I don't know the price. It's probably as far as I can do, but to make it look halfway decent, you won't put a lot of money into it. Bodywork, just bodywork, cosmetics.
Yeah.
But starting it, it doesn't look so that it would be too much.
Yeah, I'm losing you, Lee. You're fading out on me. You must be in that 72 Chevy Camaro. Yeah, I'm losing you there.
It's not rusted out bad. It's more, it's aged. You know, it's been sheltered for years. But it is roughed up. All the corners, all the sides, door locks and whatnot.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of pictures that you could send me, email me, and I can help you find a value for it? I don't have a problem helping you there. Oh, yeah, but that, sure. That's okay, though. That's okay. I actually have bought cars myself where the building is leaning on the car. So, yeah. Yeah, just snap a, if you can get any kind of photos at all from the people that are selling it. I mean, literally, I've bought cars where the building's leaning on the car, and we've had to backhoe the building up with the chain to get the car out. But, yeah, I can get you closer, you know, to it. And if it's sitting there like that in the dirt and the mud and all that, if we see a little bit, I can zoom in. I can take a look. I can help you there. And here's what I usually like to do. Once I see a photo of a car like that, then I go out and I try to find a like, kind, and quality type of car to purchase, to copy it. And it's LKQ, like, kind, and quality. And again, as a buyer, if I find another one that's all rusted and dented and all that, and it's priced at $2,000, well, then I have an idea what I can offer him then, see? Lee, I appreciate you calling from Ohio. Thanks, Lee. Email me those photos if you can at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, okay? Thanks, Lee. Yep, we're going to take a short break, come back. Lee from Ohio, thanks again. That's how you do it, folks. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Road 66.
Well, there you are, right there. I appreciate you being right there. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. You are listening to Auto World each and every week. What a treat to be with you. Like Lee, joining us from Ohio. He was a little fading out there a little bit. We got him again and again. Lee, I just wanted to kind of make sure that you're looking at that 72 Chevy Camaro to buy. And feel free, Lee, and not only you, sir, but everybody, if you are looking at maybe purchasing a vehicle and want some consultant from me, I will help you. I don't have a problem with that. You can get any kind of photo you can get to me, or two or three photos through email would be great, and then I'll get back with you and help you figure out and find out what kind of price you should literally have. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, we're going to be going... something's coming in here. The teletype is going off. There it is. Got it. Let's see. What just came in here? The teletype goes off every so often here at the Auto World Plaza, and I do have it. Oh, this is interesting. A glimpse of the first ever all-electric BMW i4 at the BMW Group annual conference this last week. That's right. Oh, out of Munich, Germany, folks. That's right. Out of Munich. Oh, I was there and got to touch and taste some of the X5, the way they build the X5. And, of course, we've got the 3, the 6, the 7. They got a lot of numbers of behind the X now. But this just came in. The BMW i4 is a fully electric four-door Grand Coupe and will enter the market during the course of 2021, including a BMW M performance model, folks. You know what that M means, fast. Flat fast. The M performance model will also be available. It's refined balance of BMW typical sportiness, comfort, sustainability, performance, and of course the unique, all unique for this segment. The BMW i4 model line will be available in different versions, of course, covering ranges of up to 490 km. You know what that means. That's 300 miles, folks. 300 miles EPA. And it seems like they're all hitting about 300, but 300 miles out there for the batteries. And that, you know, used to be like 75 miles, and now it's 300 plus. So the horsepower, the horsepower of this BMW i4, the power output of it, 530 HP horsepower, that stands for 530 horsepower. The BMW i4 can accelerate from 0 to 60? 4 seconds. God, isn't that crazy? My poor old Dodge Coronet 440 doesn't have a chance. Oh, things have changed. All electric. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know what that means. Electric. Oh, yeah. Power drill, power drill, power car. Oh, let's go to the email bag. We got time before the garage door comes down. Let's get that question of the month. I've got a lot of these emails that's come in, and I want to share some of them with you. That question of the month was, what do you believe is the automotive industry's greatest achievements? Reach in the email bag here to the left of me. I also have the repair email bag out, too. We need to get to the third hour, though, of course. We're running out of time on the first hour, but here's a good one. Okay. This is a question. This is actually an answer to that question. What do you believe is the automobile industry's greatest achievements? Okay, I've been waiting to get involved with your show. Too bashful, I guess, but I have to tell you now what I believe is the greatest of all time in the automotive industry. People thinking behind all of the parts that make a car. So many parts, but so much thought process from the people that make the parts. I thank you. It says, I actually thank you, and it goes on to say that it goes out to all of you, this person is thanking you, that are making the parts, who make all the vehicles that make the parts to make the vehicles. And thank you, Mark, for being here to let us voice our thoughts. Betty in Ely, Nevada. Well, Betty, thank you. I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. You know, we can talk about the gadgets, and all that that maybe make a car or truck go, but it is the people that make and design and engineer the parts. And with that, let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to one of our great affiliates. Oh, there's our horn. Yes, every shout-out, every affiliate gets a shout-out. K-E-L-Y, 1230 a.m. in Ely, Nevada. Good to have you along. McGill, Nevada. Ruth, Nevada. Ely, Nevada. Thank you, Betty. For bringing Ely, Nevada in, I do appreciate that. Our affiliate there is getting Auto World for the first hour, and we've got to talk you into taking more hours of it. Oh, yeah. Betty, that's it. I do really do appreciate that. That's what it's all about. And talking about parts and pieces, a little trivia again here. 1910, folks, in 1910, first modern bolt-on wheels are introduced by the Sankey Company of England, replacing the old wooden rim cast iron car wheel. It can be replaced with a spare tire in minutes. And that was back in 1910. Bolt-on wheels. And boy, do I know that feeling. I got those wood spoke wheels on my, you know, my 1916 Chevrolet. Oh, yeah. Okay, now a little touch and taste here. The garage door is almost down for the first hour, but the second hour here, folks, we're going to be talking to Matt Anderson, and I welcome you into the Greasy Garage Studio for the second hour and the third hour. He's the curator of the transportation of the Henry Ford Museum. We're going live to Dearborn, Michigan on the hotline, that red phone that I put some really cool-looking exhaust tips on. They're probably going to be pretty hot. Axelrod Alex will be picking up that phone and getting him in touch with a welding glove on. Oh, yeah. Talk a little bit about what the Henry Ford Museum is all about and how come and why and what they have in there. They have a brand new racing zone we're going to talk about. And, of course, I want to share with you, too. Let's back up the bus here again. Beep, beep, beep. Go to my Facebook page right now. Mark Evans. You'll see me. Mark Evans. The guy sitting behind the microphone. And then go there, Mark Evans. You'll see the car that I put up. And that car that I put up, it's got one guy hanging off the side and a guy driving it. We're going to be talking about that and the history behind and where do they get the cars. Who takes care of the cars? Who cleans the cars? What's the square footage of that bad boy museum? That's what I want to know. Oh, we don't know until we get him on the line. And we'll have him on the line here in just a little bit. The third hour, let me give you a touch and taste of the third hour while we're right here. Oh, yeah, the segment we call Prove It. You're going to love that. Prove It. Yeah, go ahead. And, oh, yeah, going back to the email bag, we're going to go into the repair side of the email bag. I promised these folks that emailed me with their repair questions that I would do it live on the air. I did not answer the repair question off air yet. I'm going to do it live, so stay tuned for that. And I know those folks are waiting with bated breath. And I've got some homework for you on the third hour, so be in touch and make sure you get ready with the pen and pencil, okay? Get ready, because... Oh, yeah, we're going to have it for you. But right now, oh, yeah, son of a button. What? Well, son of a button It's a son of a button manufacturer, Louis Renault. Made the first automobile in 1898 at the age of 20, folks, in a teeny workshop on the grounds of a family home in Villenoncourt, a suburb of Paris. What did he build? The Renault Type D. Oh, yeah. 1901 Renault. Very popular car back in France. Son of a button company. Yeah. Always making sure that the son of a button is going, you know. Can't hardly wait. Now we're coming. Oh, garage door starting to roll down. I want to thank everybody that helps me, you know, put the Auto World show on. Of course, Axelrod Alex sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Of course, Audi Adam always out taking care of my affiliates. Thank you, Audi Adam. Four rings in front of him all the time. You know what those rings are, Audi. Lugnut Lee, Program Director, Marketing Manager of Genesis Communications Network. Always keeping the wheels on this show, keeping them tight, making sure the wheels aren't going to come off. Oh, by the way, they're not wooden. They're steel wheels. Looking good, of course. Talking about looking good, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. A little bit of makeup, a little bit here and a little bit there. Why not? Thank you, Lion Lucy. My personal chauffeur. Yes, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you. Know-it-all Jay, the loudmouth gender. Thank you for keeping this microphone good and clean. Oh, yeah. Bentley Bryan, he's bending the rules to make me look good on the Genesis Communications Network website at GCNLive.com. I want to thank each and every one of you. I got more there, of course. My customer care expert, who cares, Willie? Oh, yeah. He's always going to be doing it. He's always caring. We're going to see you the next hour and the next hour after that. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on, folks. Okay. Oh, got a couple seconds left. I forgot to actually thank somebody, my PR director, Bobby Besser. Of course, Cadillac Ken. I haven't talked about Cadillac Ken. Now, he's the gentleman that's keeping our website up and rocking and rolling. AutoWorldMedia.com. Cadillac Ken, of course, is the gentleman that's doing that. We're going to add a lot more goodies, of course, on that website for you. We're going to be doing a consumer guide. There's our out. Now we're going to take and tell you one thing. I want you to drive safe and motor on. There's the garage door.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.